It's a long walk home, a spiritual quest of dubious merit. Day one, fear and self-loathing on the Camino de Santiago. I wish God would have told me that it may not be a good idea to start a pilgrimage with a hangover. That's what I thought as I stood staring at a dirt path that wound its way up the Pyrenees and a 482-mile walk across Spain on a centuries-old pilgrimage route called the Camino de Santiago. Then again, I hadn't been listening to God much lately, or anyone else who had an opinion about my reckless behavior and apparent lack of rational thinking. What sent me there? I guess the same things that brought me to my knees back home in Southern California. The dissolution of a 23-year marriage that taught me how to hate, the teetering of my first relationship after being separated that taught me how to love again, and a gnawing feeling in my gut that after more than half a century on this earth I was still lost, and would probably die with no better of an idea as to why I'm here than when I first stumbled into my mom's arms across a green carpeted floor in a suburb of Los Angeles more than 5 decades ago. I was hoping that somehow taking a million steps down a path across northern Spain in the middle of a blistering hot summer to find some saint buried at a church in a city called Santiago de Compostela would help me lose sight of some of the things I needed to rid myself of. I'd leave those things behind with each boot print I made in the dirt and hopefully see the path that lies in front of me more clearly and figure out how to walk it with the time I had left before I shuffle off this mortal coil. So, when I hit rock bottom, walking the Camino barged into my psyche, like a bull running through the streets of Pamplona looking to gore a drunken tourist, and it wouldn't let go. I'd never even been to Europe, but with everything I knew and loved tumbling down around me, I didn't have to think twice. Hamlet said, "Thus, conscience does make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought, an enterprise of great pitch and moment with this regard their currents, turn awry and lose the name of action." So there I was, standing in St. Jean, Pied-à-Port, France, which means St. John at the foot of the pass, looking out at the Camino de Santiago and my future, literally and figuratively. Lao Tzu said, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." Yeah, well, I'll bet his first steps didn't take him 25 kilometers over the Pyrenees in the rain with a 30-pound pack on his back suffering from a serious hangover due to a miscalculated cultural experience, shall we say, the night before in Madrid. Unfortunately, that momentary lapse of good judgment in Madrid had compromised my level-headedness and, more importantly, my sense of direction when I set out to take a train from my hotel to the central station, where I could board my bus to St. Jean. Not that my judgment had been stellar as of late. In fact, due to the shitbag of chaos my life had become during the previous year, my decision-making seemed pretty much on par with the dude who decided there should be only 16 lifeboats on the Titanic.